Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I don't know why it is. People mess with the volume in here. But then they go into the computer system here and they switch it from stereo to mono, which messes things up when you're trying to send stuff into the other system, and then the other systems are whacked out, and then you've got stuff that's not working. And you're like, dang, who switched this to mono instead of stereo? Reminds me of that stereo 1110 WBT jingle from years ago. I would put it on here, but I don't know if there's copyright or anything like that. So I switched it back to stereo. Now we'll see how that goes. Nebulous Ramblings, by the way, that's the podcast. My name is John Moore here at WBT. A radio station, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 FM. And WBT.com and WBT the app. Get it on your phone. Take us everywhere, anywhere. Listen to us throughout the day and night. 24/7, if you will. Don't mind me. I'm just going to have a little Snickers bar. I skipped my bacon this morning. Bacon. We're on a commercial right now. This is where the guy says, bacon. You put the in front of it. Bacon. Just makes the bacon sound bigger, doesn't it? Like, it's not going to be that flaccid bacon that just flops around when you pick it up off the plate. It's going to be the thick-cut bacon. The thick-cut, you know, well-cooked bacon. But first, the Snickers bar. Wow, well, you know, that was quite delicious. Ye old Snickers bar. So tasty and delicious. You know, Adam Smasher used to say that all the time when I worked at WCCB on Fox News Rising. We launched that program. I got hired over there by Hutch to help start that show. When we had our meeting to talk about the launch and getting things ready, Hutch said, I want to create a disturbance in the Queen City. And so he did. So he did. But yeah, Richard Spires and Robin King launched that initially, the first two hosts of Fox News Rising on WCCB TV 18. Did you know that? That's a little piece of Charlotte trivia for you. By the way, I grew up here. Grew up in this town, native. I've seen a few things around here. I'm going to tell you all the stuff I've seen. Don't want to get anybody in any trouble. You're going to change the names to protect the innocent, like they used to say on that old cop show. What is it? What did they say that? Was that the FBI TV show? The names have been changed to protect the innocent. It's like saying, bacon. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. I'm sure that FBI, the TV show, they were probably a lot more effective in crime prevention and being unbiased, perhaps. I don't know what it is. This Tuesday thing seems like when I record these on a Tuesday. Is it I guess Monday? Have we covered this already? This one probably will ramble like a train going down a fresh set of tracks, or maybe some tracks from the 1800s that haven't been gone down in a while. They're rusty but and curvy, but they're there, and the train goes and they test it. I saw that in Belmont one time. This may have been 2 or 3 years ago, maybe pre-COVID. There was a over there at Bilo, across from the what was a Sitco, catty corner to the Bojangles, there was a there's a railroad track that runs right next to that in Belmont. It used to be a big sign on the corner there. Dixon Ford. Serving you since, well, that wasn't 22, was it? Well, anyhow, it goes back a ways. Of course, that sign is long gone now, but they were testing. They were running one engine, one train engine down the track there. And I guess they were going to test the bridge near Belmont Abbey College as well. So that train is going super slow down through there. And it's so weird. Everybody's looking at it. Because I don't think I've ever seen a train on that track in my entire life. And that's an area that I frequented, my family, all of us. And you tell you what buildings were there, what buildings used to be there, what when there was a wooded patch instead of buildings. That was kind of a hot corner. My dad actually met my mom there at a donut shop in the 50s. On one of the corners there. I think it was where the gas station is now. And of course, the gas station was preceded by McKinney, Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge before they moved down the street. So before that, way further back, there was a donut shop, apparently. And that's where my parents met back in the day. And the pretty cool story behind all that. Dad was a combat Marine fresh off of the Korean War. And Mom was a teacher fresh out of college. And, well, there's a lot more to that. I'll have to put that in another podcast, shall we say. I don't know. I had so many ideas rolling through my head when I came over here this morning. A lot of things. It's hard to narrow down. I admire my buddy Richard, who does a podcast called The Free Amigos. And he has invited me to participate in that. It's pro bono. It's just for fun. But he and I and another radio buddy, Becca, do a little commentary podcast there. The Free Amigos. But yeah, I was thinking about, God, how does he narrow it all down? For the stuff we talk about, which we can bring ideas to it, but I was just thinking driving in, had a little, you know, the news was on at the time, the 3 a.m. news on WBT radio, Fox News, and there were things there. There was the, well, of course, there's the inevitable bad shooting that happens because people can't control themselves. And they have access to firearms, and they misuse those firearms. But I still blame the shooter. I'm not like a lot of people out there that are ready to sue somebody who made the tool of their evil destruction plans. I'm not made like that. I blame the shooter. I blame the person behind the bad action. Anything else is just making excuses or looking for a monetary settlement. Period. You know who you are. Those of you who are either trying to do one or the other. Or control. There's the third option. Control. Love to control others and tell them what to do and what they can have and what they can't have. So that was on my mind this morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hey, fam. I'm asking for your support. Help us raise money for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food, so they can focus on helping their child live. By pledging just $19 a month, you're helping St. Jude give every child with cancer a chance. Help St. Jude save lives. Call 1-800-411-9898. That's 1-800-411-9898 and become a partner in hope today.
Now, I was thinking about RFK Jr., Robert Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. Is that, I guess that's how it is? Is he Fitzgerald? That's funny. You know what? I've looked at his name. I've seen it. You know, it's a hashtag on Twitter now, RFK, or on X, whichever it is. What is his middle name? See there? See, that comes from being too busy to read an actual paper. And too many news sources that I read abbreviate it. Like, start off the article with his entire name. That way I will know. I won't have to guess. I could sit here and Google that, but I'm just not going to do it. Because while you're listening to this podcast, you either know, well, darn it, his name's not blank, his middle name. Or you're like, dang, man, how can you not know his middle name? So I confess, I don't know Robert Kennedy's middle name. But I do know that his uncle, the senator, was killed a year after I was born. Actually, his father, I'm sorry, his father in 68 and his uncle in the 63, the president. And I'm not a big, huge fan of his. I think I've mentioned that before. I don't dislike him. I think we don't line up politically on a lot of things. But last week when he was testifying before a committee about the about how the Biden administration pressured Facebook and Twitter to squelch dissent on the COVID vaccine and COVID news. And they tried to squelch him. His own party, people in his own party, tried to shut him down. You would think that Mr. Kennedy was some type of anti-vaxxer, wouldn't you? That he is a paranoid nut job that doesn't believe in any shots at any time. Well, you'd be wrong. According to Mr. Kennedy, he's had every single shot his entire life that's been recommended by the government, by his doctors, including the flu shot, 25 years worth of the flu shot. But he had a point of contention when it came to the COVID vaccine, because he, like me and a lot of other folks, dared to question the motives behind the mandates, the motives behind the rush to force everybody to stick this injection into their body against their will. He had the stones to stand up and say, this is not right. He never got the shot. He's quite wealthy, independently wealthy, not reliant on a job to provide income and health insurance, probably. Like a lot of folks that I know that had to get it so their family would not lose their health coverage. So I respect him in that regard. Doesn't mean I'll vote for him, but I respect him on that one. I respect him on that one. But what I don't have respect for is a corporation, a company, or a government that forced their people that work for them to get the COVID vaccine. I have 0.0 respect for you if you are one that forced that upon your people. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Your decision was driven by fear. Fear, fear, fear. And probably attorneys who were saying, oh, God, you better do this. Oh, it's a liability issue. Well, you better, you could probably get coverage like the pharmaceutical companies got. Well, they got protection, so they won't be sued if this thing kills people or causes 25-year-old athletes to drop dead or gives people long COVID symptoms or other things in which they have to take continuing medicines for. You better get those people to get the shot. How would you like to be one of those attorneys? Well, they're attorneys. They don't care. They're getting paid either way. They're getting the money. And I suppose if you're a major corporation owner, you know, the guy in the big corner office at the top with lots of windows, you don't give a flying darn about your employees and whether or not they protested the shot or didn't want it. You just wanted compliance, and you got it from a lot of people. But you don't have those people's respect, nor love, nor enthusiasm. I know some people that I could name right now. They used to be company guys and company gals. They were all about the company they worked for. They'd wear the t-shirt or the hat. Proudly. Voluntarily. This is where I work. It's cool. Not anymore. And that's not a Gen Z thing either. These are 50-somethings and 40-somethings, but you know, who cares what they think anyway? They're old. But I bet you there's some younger ones too that didn't like it either. Especially if you're a young, if you got a family and you're younger, but you had to do it, had to get the shot. So yeah, those people, they're not wearing the company shirts. They're not wearing the hats. They're not sold out for the company because the company screwed them. And now they have symptoms of things they cannot explain. And their doctors can't explain. Why is that? I thought there was a source or there was a reason for every symptom. But not in the past 2 years. There's not. But we know what it is. So yeah, RFK, whatever your middle name is, RFK Jr., you got my respect. And I'll leave it at that. Don't want to belabor that point. I think I've said it all. Do I regret saying it? No. Not a bit. Not a bit. I don't regret anything I've said over the past 3 years on these podcasts. I stand behind each and every word. By the way, these are clean. There's no profanity on a Nebulous Ramblings podcast. At least I hope not. I think I've been really careful. It's also called Nebulous, by the way, and not Nebulous. So just a point of correction there on that. So does it make me bad? What makes me bad? What makes you bad? Is it bad to want more? Are we nuts to not just be a sheep? If you're listening to this right now, chances are you are not a sheep. You're not a fish. You're not just swimming around in the Tavolarud sewer water that that government and industry pump out to you on a daily basis. If you're like me, you want more, and you're willing to say it and do it. And go for it and put it out there. And if somebody doesn't like it, well, you know what they can do. And that's the point of Nebulous Ramblings. Some days happy, some days sunshine, some days unicorn and rainbows, other days, like Tuesdays usually, a little more real, a little more pointed, like a back in the day at the call center. I think about that place so often now. Call centers are like, they're like landing points. Whenever an economy crashes and people are shed from good, legitimate jobs, they land at the call center. And a call center for any business, whether it's some sort of cable company or phone company or other endeavor, well, it's a cesspool, mostly. You got egos, you got attitudes, and you got bad bosses that got elevated from nothing. They were nothing. And next thing you know, they're like the boss. Because they, wait a minute, oh, there we go. Let's put that back up. I hate when the screen does that. The screen always, I got to move the mouse. So, yeah, they're the boss at the call center. It got elevated from nothing. But I remember being at the call center and had been there a while. Not like 10 years worth, but just a couple of years. Trying to get that raise, trying to get a little something. Because, you know, the point of the call center was they knew they had you over a barrel. The economy was in the toilet. And they knew you were doing this job just because, well, you couldn't get anything else. And they were right. It was 2008. And you really couldn't, if you think back. 2009. Remember that? All you folks out, if you had that issue in 2009, then you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, you go to get the raise. You know, you do the team lead thing. They recruited me to be a team leader because I knew my stuff. And because they couldn't keep a team leader because they didn't pay him enough and they gave him too much to do. And so I became the team leader, and I found out, wow, they really do give you too much to do and they don't pay you enough. But then when you try to get that money, you know what I'm talking about. When they finally grow a set and they drop down and you go in there and you say, all right, where's my money? It's not in the budget. Yeah, you know, you're familiar? Ever heard that? I just think of those days. And think of the satisfaction. Because you know what? I didn't get mad. I didn't walk out. I worked even harder. I worked twice as hard. Because when I found that escape hatch and took it, I wanted them to miss me. And I wanted them to know, wow, he didn't slack off before he left. He doubled down. He worked hard. We're going to miss that guy. And the only reason he left was because we wouldn't pay him. And I've looked at that call center company's bottom line. Believe me, they had the cash. If somebody's telling you it's not in the budget, don't buy it. They got the cash. You just have to find a place that will release the cash. Might not be where you're at. So all you call center buddies, if you're listening to this right now and you're in that call center, I remember you and my heart goes out to you because I remember it. And I know how it is to be in that situation. This podcast has rambled like crazy. I'm not editing anything and I'm going to put it right up on the website. My name is John Moore. I work at WBT Radio, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT FM. WBT.com, WBT the mobile app. I hope that you're coming out to WBT's News and Brews. It's going to be this Wednesday. Actually, that's going to be tomorrow from 7 to 9 at Heist Brewery and Barrel Arts. Talking about news of the day and whatever you want to talk about, go to WBT.com. I think there's still tickets there. You better get them, though. Going quickly. And hope to see you out there. Thanks for listening to Nebulous Ramblings, and have a great Tuesday. Or whichever day of the week. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this at Tuesday, July 25th, at like 3-something in the morning. So there we go, just to let you know. I'm just going to put a time and date. I don't care. That's what I do. Thanks for listening.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.